Biden staff leaked token border curbs for 2024 campaign. By Neil Monroe on February 22, 2024. The White House is telling friendly reporters President Joe Biden may announce new border security rules to partly reverse his pro-migration policies that are damaging his 2024 re-election chances. The announcement will likely come before the State of the Union speech on March 7. Politico reported on February 21. The Biden administration is considering a string of new executive actions and federal regulations in an effort to curb migration at the U.S. southern border, according to three people familiar with the plans. NBC reported. The actions, which are still weeks away from finalization, are an effort to lower the number of migrants crossing the southern border illegally as immigration remains a top issue for voters heading into the 2024 presidential election. The leaks are likely intended to soften inevitable opposition from Biden's Alliance of Ethnic Politics Minorities, Chamber of Commerce Progressives, and pro-migration investors and donors. But Biden will gain politically if those groups make a show of protesting and filing lawsuits, the New York Times reported on February 21. A legal fight, regardless of the outcome, could allow Mr. Biden to try to neutralize one of his biggest political vulnerabilities, the chaos at the southern border. Republicans have repeatedly used the border crisis to portray Mr. Biden as weak on enforcement. A legal battle would allow him to spotlight Republicans' refusal to provide him the power to crack down at the border through legislation. Democrats will gain even if the proposed curbs on asylum are meaningless, suggested Van Jones, a Democratic advocate, suggested during a CNN broadcast on Wednesday. It's got to be fixed. Biden was willing to cut a deal. With a failed Senate plan, the Republicans would rather leave the border open for a political purpose than keep the country safe, he said, adding Biden's trying to do something. The White House's audacity is unbelievable, responded Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Related, human smuggler evading police collides with FedEx truck, knocking it over. Any claim changes, he said, likely have an expiration date of November 2024 because the purpose of these leaks is to make it seem like the president is responding to the border crisis, which he denied even existed for 3 years. Many polls show that the public is blaming Biden for the damage caused by his pro-migration policies. Biden invited more than 6 million illegal migrants into Americans' workplaces, communities, schools, hospitals, and welfare rolls. Also, recent polls show that the public is rejecting the Democratic efforts to blame the GOP for the Democrats' policies. Changing the border inflow is difficult, said Krikorian, because it requires real persistence and it requires dramatic, significant, policy moves. I just don't trust this administration to do that. But regardless of the reality at the border, the White House announcement may sway some independents who do not closely watch politics, Krikorian added. It is the president himself who will be the one who will appear to have changed his thinking. That's what the White House wants. It's not a stupid tactic and they may be able to pull it off. I could see them claiming that the ridiculously excessive level of immigration in January 2024 is a success because it's a little bit lower than it was before, and because some people have gotten acclimated to that unacceptable situation. However, Biden's policies have already released more than 6 million poor migrants into American communities. That migration is creating much media coverage about migrant poverty, welfare spending, crime, and political debate. I don't think the problems in a lot of these sanctuary cities are going to go away, regardless of what kind of kabuki theater the administration engages in at the border, Krikorian said. Moreover, the official leaks ignored many of Biden's pro-migration policies that invited the huge inflow. The leaks said nothing about Biden's massive, and likely illegal, offer of parole and jobs to more than 1 million poor migrants. The leaks also do not suggest officials will enforce legal penalties for border-crossing migrants and the CEOs who hire illegals. Related, migrants line up to cross into Texas via Biden admin's Capone app. The leaks do not say officials will restart routine deportations from inside the United States, or try to deport the roughly 1 million illegals who have lost all their court-term appeals. The leaks do not mention the possibility of firing the Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, even though he has been impeached by the House on February 13 for refusing to obey the nation's laws. Instead, the suggested curbs are vague and conditional, and likely contain loopholes that the establishment journalists ignore. Politico reported. Among the ideas under discussion include using a section of the Immigration and Nationality Act to bar migrants from seeking asylum in between U.S. ports of entry. The administration is also discussing tying that directive to a trigger, meaning that it would only come into effect after a certain number of illegal crossings took place, said the three people, who were granted anonymity to discuss private deliberations. The administration is also discussing ways to make it harder for migrants to pass the initial screening for asylum seekers, essentially raising the credible fear standard, as well as ways to quickly deport others who don't meet those elevated asylum standards. The New York Times reported. But the people with knowledge of the proposal said Mr. Biden could cite his authority to act under Section 212F of the 1952 Immigration and Nationality Act, which allows the president to suspend immigration for anyone determined to be detrimental to the interests of the United States. Mr. Trump used the same authority to impose a ban on people from several predominantly Muslim countries during his presidency. However, the media reports of the pending curbs cannot be trusted, in part, because many D.C. reporters regurgitate Democratic talking points. For example, the four reporters who wrote the New York Times article claimed, the Biden administration has spent several years trying to curb migration, in part by limiting asylum for those who cross through Mexico on their way to the United States. In reality, Biden and his deputies have encouraged illegal migration since January 2021.